The inaugural Great Catalogue Muster is going to be here on the 9th, 10th and the 11th of September. And the man who has been behind it all for many a year now, actually, is the great Wayne Toms. Wayne, how you doing?
I'm very well, thanks, Bear.
You must feel like a proud parent.
Oh, yes, mate. Yeah, you're right. It's been a long time in the making. So we've had plenty of practice, so hopefully we get it right.
Now, I have seen recently some posts on social media that you could use some volunteers.
Yes, we could. We don't necessarily need hundreds of volunteers, but certainly we could do with a few more.
Yeah.
And they don't necessarily need to volunteer for the whole day, even if they can just give us a couple of hours. Mm-hmm. That would be greatly appreciated.
What sort of jobs are we talking about?
Oh, look, nothing too difficult. It will be
not dog handling.
Not dog handling. But you know, along the lines of even just being at the front entry, just welcoming people as they come through the gates.
Yep.
Maybe helping out at the Blue Inn Bingo area with just helping people.
Helping the crowd
the
control.
Wave of
children.
The crowd control.
Yeah.
Just little things like that. Just really just being the face of the muster around the event.
Okay. Have you had any indication? I know you've mentioned to us before about people coming from far and wide. Have you had any more word on where people are coming from to attend?
Yeah, no, we've got some people definitely coming from Canada, and we've got people coming from America, so they'll be here in the week leading up to the muster.
Very nice.
And then staying for a couple of weeks. But look, virtually all around Australia. We've got people coming from north and southeast Queensland, from South Australia, from Victoria. There's people coming across the Nullarbor from Western Australia. And virtually all over the state.
Everybody's welcome with their blue or red cattle dog?
Absolutely. Yep. Doesn't matter. But of course, this is a cattle dog themed event, but that doesn't mean that it's just for cattle dog enthusiasts. This is really a festival type event that's really designed for the whole community to come along and enjoy. We really want to stress that.
If I could say, I mean, I've been to the Elvis Festival. I'm not the biggest Elvis fan in the world, but it's like when you go to something where people are passionate about a particular topic, or in this case, a particular animal, then it's always a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a great opportunity for the community to get behind an event like this, to support the community, because the Chamber of Commerce is staging an event like this to try and help, you know, with the local economy.
Sure.
At events of this scale, you know, there's quite a lot of money gets spent in local businesses, and then just through the whole tourism sector. So, and we really need the community to get behind it and make sure they show up as well.
I'm sure they will. Now, it is a free event on the Family Fun Day on the 10th.
Yep.
But you've got to register for tickets?
You don't have to register, but we really would like people to pre-register, and they can do that easily by just jumping onto Eventbrite. We'd like to just have a better idea of how many people are actually coming.
Yep.
And look, to as a bit of an incentive for people to do that, we actually have a luxury Upper Hunter getaway that we're giving away.
Very nice.
So there's two nights accommodation at the Remington. There's dinner at the Remington. There's lunch out at Holly Dean Estate. The Hunter in a Basket are putting together a beautiful picnic hamper for the weekend while people are travelling around, and also tickets to Warbirds in Scone and a couple of other little surprises
in
there as well.
That's impressive. So register for your free tickets and you could win that fantastic prize.
Exactly.
Easy as that. So just go to the Great Cattle Dog Muster website?
Yeah, even if they just jump onto Eventbrite and look for events in Muswellbrook, or even just in the search engine within Eventbrite, put in the Great Catalog Muster, they'll find it very easily.
All right. I'm sure we will speak much closer to the event.
Yep.
But Wayne Toms, thank you very much for the update on the inaugural Great Catalog Muster.
Appreciate it, Bear.